From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United Nations Security Council has approved a resolution condemning Israel's practice of establishing settlements on Palestinian territory. In a change from policy, the United States abstained from voting rather than exercise its usual veto. Security Council President Roman Oyarzun of Spain announced the vote Friday.
El resultado de la votación es el siguiente.
He said the result of the voting is as follows, 14 votes in favor, 1 abstention. The draft resolution has been adopted as Resolution 2334. The resolution calls on Israel to immediately and completely cease all settlement activities in occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem. The Israeli ambassador to the UN called the resolution disgraceful and said Israel had expected its usual support from the United States. An Islamic State-linked video released Friday purportedly shows the suspect in Monday's deadly truck attack on a German Christmas market calling for more attacks in Europe. Investigators are trying to determine if 24-year-old Anis Amri, who was fatally shot earlier Friday by police in Milan, Italy, received help from a network of supporters. German Chancellor Angela Merkel told reporters in Berlin that she had ordered a comprehensive investigation into all angles of the Berlin market attack case after it emerged that German authorities had tracked Anis Amri for months on suspicion of planning just such an attack. 12 people were killed and dozens more injured when Amri allegedly drove a truck into a crowded market in Berlin Monday. This is VOA News. Two hijackers aboard a Libyan plane surrendered to police Friday after rerouting the jet to the island of Malta. The two had commandeered a Libyan jetliner and diverted it to the island with a threat of killing everyone on board. Malta's Prime Minister, Joseph Muscat, said negotiators were able to successfully get all passengers and crew off the plane and to get the hijackers to surrender.
After further negotiations, the hijackers agreed to free the remaining members of the crew and to surrender.
The hijackers released 109 of the 118 people on board shortly after the plane landed, and emergency teams had been dispatched to the airport tarmac. Within a few hours, the remaining hostages were released, and police had arrested the hijackers. President-elect Donald Trump is passing along what he called a very nice letter, he says, was sent by Russian President Vladimir Putin. The letter notes that serious global and regional challenges show that the relations between Russia and the U.S. remain an important factor in ensuring stability and security in the modern world. The letter, which the Trump transition team describes as an unofficial translation, is dated December 15th. The letter was sent as an attachment to a statement from Trump's transition team Friday. Trump said in response that Putin's thoughts are so correct, adding that he hopes both sides are able to live up to these thoughts and we do not have to travel an alternate path. The exchange comes on the heels of comments by both Trump and Putin about the need to strengthen their country's nuclear arsenals. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says that at least 5,000 people have died trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea this year. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler said Friday the number is a new record according to UN figures.
Well, the number of people who have lost their lives in the Mediterranean this year has now passed 5,000. That means that on average, 14 people have died every single day this year in the Mediterranean trying to find safety or better life in Europe.
Around 100 people are missing and feared dead after two migrant boats sank off the coast of Italy on Thursday. Deaths linked to Mediterranean crossings by migrants, mostly seeking economic opportunity or relative peace in Europe, spiked in 2016. Last year, more than 1 million people crossed the sea, mostly from Turkey to Greece. The Taliban has rejected the latest UN calls for engaging in peace talks with the Afghan government. They instead demanded the world body pressure U.S.-led foreign troops to end their occupation of Afghanistan if the UN truly wants an end to the war. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.